Hello, and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah. And as you can see on the board behind me, we're in our new series of classes, Helping People the Lord's Way. This is lesson number one, about how and what helping people the Lord's way looks like. And before we begin, I'd like to have a small, quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we begin this journey into helping people your way, the Lord's way, open up revelations to us, pull back the curtains of ignorance, and help us to see what have been hidden from us. Help Pastor Deborah to tell her story that you used to teach her how to help people the Lord's way. And we thank you for all that are here. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, lesson number one. It's called Pastor Deborah's Ancient Beginnings. And it is a strange one. And it's very interesting. I did not know much about my family. Of course, when you're born into it, you don't. You're a little baby. Eventually, you come to the understanding you might have a mother, father, siblings. I had a mother and a father and one older brother. He was 4 years older than me. I was born into a family that was serving the United States Air Force. My father was a military officer, so we were in the military. In fact, I was born on Moffett Air Force Base, Field, California. I was military issue. And for most of my early childhood, I never lived off a military base, never associated with anybody except who was in the United States Air Force. Now, those were people from all over the world, every race, every nation. We had allies. I met people from all over, but I lived on the military bases. I knew very little about communities, different states of the United States. I never really was a part of that world as I was growing up. I lived in the base quarters. I went to school on base. I went to the movie theaters on base. I went to school, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, on base. My doctors were on base. The playgrounds were on base. Yeah, we used to have a rule. If you were out riding your bicycle and it came time to lower the American flag in the evening, you stopped because they played over the loudspeakers over all the base. You got off your bicycle. You stood at attention, put your hand on your heart while they took the flag down. I went to church on the base. I went to the swimming pools, libraries, rode my bicycle, never stepped outside of the gates. Everything that I knew was inside the compound, so to speak, with military people. We were unique people. Our job was to live a way that we knew we were helping other people who could not help themselves. We were also trained, even as children, that our lives were very important, but we may have to lay them down. Our father may go away for a year or two unaccompanied, because he was going to help other nations and countries to be free of enemies and any oppression. My father fought in World War II. He was a part of General Patton's administrative staff. We were also sent into many countries. My father went and did a year tour in Saudi Arabia when they were just starting to build their oil refineries and learn. I grew up with a military mindset. You lived a different life than the rest of the community. Your job was a freedom fighter. You helped other nations. You laid your life down. You lived in a different world. You did not get involved in local politics, even national politics. You didn't know much about the culture of the state you were in because you were living on federal property. And you moved every 2 years. You were on ships. You were on planes. I lived in Quonset huts. You were around other people who had dedicated their lives to helping people. So my life was different, and this is how I was formed and shaped in one part of it. But the other part I didn't know much about. I didn't know much about my mother or her ancestors or my father. Didn't know, didn't have much contact with them, because when you're in the military, you usually don't have much contact with your relatives, with your parents' hometown. You are traveling, you are in other nations. I grew up, and then by 2, I was on a big cruise ship going to Guam, the Philippines, because my dad was stationed there. We lived in out-of-way places. I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, where SAC Air Force Base was. Don't know anything what they did, but I went to kindergarten, found the Lord in the churches there. My father taught ROTC in a private university. So I was around airplanes, bombers, tankers, ships, saluting uniforms, my whole life. And that was a part of learning, setting in Pastor Deborah, how to help people. The military was a defending force against attackers. So I developed that, how to defend and fight, and how to set free and deliver other people who were trapped, had problems, and could not fight for themselves. That was sort of the outline, without going into too much detail, of Pastor Deborah's life. Small family. Never saw much of my grandparents or cousins. Didn't have a lot of that. It was just the 4 of us, wherever we went. And my parents were gone a lot at night because the officers had to go to parties, play cards. I had a lot of babysitters. So I kind of grew up in that type of environment, being shaped and formed to help people, to be a protector, to be tough, to be an attacker if I needed to be, to go and rescue people who could not help themselves. That was my beginnings. And in learning how to help people, I did not know that that was all planned for Pastor Deborah, because that was going to become vital later on in helping you and other people. I'm going to give you a list of things just sort of set the stage of how Pastor Deborah's life is a good example of our ancient history and how a family, as you know, I was formed in the military. So I have these unique personality foundations in me already to help people. I had to learn how, later on, I had to take that and allow the part that was a soldier to develop. I had to be a tough person. I had to learn how to attack, be a stealth special operations person. I had to learn how to be a defender, a rescuer, a freedom fighter, and to see people who could not help themselves for whatever reasons. So I had to develop those seeds that were implanted. Now let me tell you a little bit about my family. Pastor Deborah's family, as you know, my name was not Pastor Deborah. It was Deb or Debbie. My father was from Northern Ireland, too. There is an involvement about 4 generations past with the ancient satanic cult and occultism of the Druids and of a great high priest. I did not know that till much, much later when I was really getting deep into helping people. Number 3, there was a covenant made by a young woman who was pregnant by this great high priest of the Druids for 4 generations later. I'll tell you that story. That's a good one. There was a child and a mother involved. Number 5, there was the patient Satan who had made a deal with this young lady. Number 6, there were American Indians, ancient ancestors, the Cherokee. Pastor Deborah's got Cherokee in her. She has Iroquois and she has Apache. And I'm going to teach on why that is important and how that helped Pastor Deborah in helping people. Number 7, Sam Houston, a general in Texas, and his Indian wife are a part of Pastor Deborah's heritage. Number 8, Irish immigrants coming over from the ancient potato blight, the Catholic religion, and the Protestant religion, the U.S. Air Force, as I've already explained, the Great United States Depression, that was also a part of Pastor Deborah's ancestors that came forward into my life, a runaway mother, a mother who disappeared on my father's side, a brother who died of my father, World War II, and Saudi Arabia. I have connections long before many of the kings came into Saudi Arabia through family on both sides. Officer ranks of the United States Air Force. Watch those Thunderbirds. Mm-hmm. Was comfortable around planes. Did you know Pastor Deborah even took flying lessons? I never soloed because I was scuba diving at the same time. You can't go up and down at the same time. Pastor Deborah's an adventurer. I had worldwide travel before I was 5 years old. I didn't have a relationship with most of my cousins or my aunts or uncles. My grandfathers were all dead. I had one grandmother. Didn't see her very much. So there wasn't a lot of that type of relationships going on. There was a code of silence, especially in the officer ranks of the military. And that was the ancestral lineage of Pastor Deborah. You will need to be able to look back on both sides of your family, way on back. And we're going to go back further than four generations. How can I do that? That's real easy, because you cannot help yourself the Lord's way or help other people to you know a lot of history back into somebody's life. Ancestors are real important, and how they affect us today, how they affect our biological family. And we need to learn about their origins, their issues, their problems, and what had occurred in their life. How did they address helping people? How did they get help? It's all important. You may not understand that, but you have to go back, bring it forward, and place it here with you. Now, Pastor Deborah got that, and then she did some things, which I will teach on, and so the Lord could help me deal with all that ancestral stuff. It even had to deal with my name, from Deb, Debbie, to Jan, to Deborah. That's another story. If you're going to desire to help people the Lord's way, you're going to have to know about their ancestors and how they still affect us today. You won't learn that in the ways of the world. They do know that sometimes there are biological genes travel through the generations. They know that. They also know that they're not quite sure if you had a grandfather that was sick or a mental illness or some kind of problem. They will say, well, you're just like your grandfather. You act just like your father. So how our ancestors act, believe, what their problems were, affect us. And we're going to have to go there. And we're going to have to explore. Most of us, our family, are not going to tell us the truth, but we can find it out. So you must be willing to travel back into time, back through your ancestors, back even to the beginnings of humanity itself. It's beautiful beginnings, and it's crash and it's fall. Okay, we're going to go there because you have to understand that. You're going to get some knowledge, revelations, light, so to speak. And you'll have to slowly understand about yourself and how other people, cultures, faith, many things have affected you even before you were born. And what happens is we have to learn about our ancestors, our current family. Of course, it may not be very easy. I grew up in a family of a code of silence. Nobody's talking. Nobody is saying anything and answering any questions. But you will get the answers if you truly want to know. We must recognize we have a need for help. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong in my family. This doesn't fit. There has to be something in you. Okay? And if there isn't, Pastor Deborah can do some work so that you can get there, so you can get some help. We got to go back and look at what our ancestors, what did they live by? Did they make covenants or oaths? I had an ancestor that made a covenant oath to Satan himself so she could keep the child she had from this great Druid high priest. She offered to Satan one of her children four generations down the road. That was Pastor Deborah's brother, and they got him. I didn't know that. That was done four generations ago, maybe five, deep in Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. So you're starting to see that even four generations past, an oath, a covenant agreement that one of our ancestors took still affects us. Comes on down the line. We also have to have knowledge of one's culture, our traditions, our faith, our religion, and the education we're taught. The concepts and beliefs we believe about ourselves, sickness, illness, what causes it, what to do about it. We need to know our birth order. The firstborn is treated different than the second. Also, our birth sex. A male sometimes is wanted and a female is not wanted, okay? Sometimes a parent wants a boy and they get a girl, so they start speaking and they're upset and they start rejecting that child. And I'll tell you a wonderful story about that. It's true. So we need to learn about this. Now, your parents are not going to be forthcoming. If you've been adopted, you may not know, but the Lord who's going to try to help you his way, he knows, and he can give you the information. You need to know about your ancestors' family oaths, their promises. You'll hear a lot about that in Kings, where a king, in order to make peace, will promise his first child to another king's child. The kids don't know anything about it, but the parents made the deal. Marriage was an important part of consolidating territory, making peace between kings, communities, marriage. And you'll need to learn about their oaths, their promises, their pledges on both your father's side, your mother's side. Yeah, you'll need to know the culture that they came from and how they were shaped. And this all affects you and your mental, emotional, and biological development. And as Pastor Deborah's going to show you, problems arise that got started four generations before. So you have to have knowledge. Get the knowledge. Then apply understanding to it. Then accept it. Then you'll take that and apply that called wisdom to yourself. And you might cry and be hurt. What right did that ancestor have to do that? How could they do that to you? They don't know you. That was 4, 5, 10 generations ago. How could your earliest human ancestor, maybe the cavemen, maybe those that came after a great flood, maybe the ancient Egyptians, maybe before them, are they still affecting you? Yes. And we'll learn about them as we go through the classes. Excuse me if you see my papers because I'm turning them. So I'm going to be bringing to you new concepts, ideas, and thoughts that you may not have thought of, that you must become aware of and understand in order to help people the Lord's way. You will need to help yourself first. Not that you do it, but you must have an understanding. And then he will do the help. In helping people the Lord's way, those that help people, like Pastor Deborah learned how to do, you must become educated, knowledgeable, and aware of your own family, the world systems, the spiritual systems, what is going on, and how important it is first to be helped yourself the Lord's way, and then you are free to help other people. But we must also have an understanding of the world's ways. We must understand science, medicine, biology, even nature itself. It is all a part of us. We must understand and study. So, Pastor Deborah, I look at a lot of things. I learn from science. Science is a reflection of things you can't see. So is nature. There are processes going on that you cannot understand spiritually the Lord's way. So he said, I'll help you. I'll give you the processes in nature, in other animals, in life, in the creatures here on the earth. Must study. And we have to look back, travel back the roads, back into our history, back into humanity's history. And we will look at many ways, way on back, how gods were to be our helpers and how gods ruled our life, and the gods were considered lords, and they were the ones that healed us. And there were good gods, and there was bad, horrible gods. You could bless somebody through a god or a spirit, or you could curse them. So we have to learn about that, and that's called blessings and curses. And some of you have experienced that, and you might be living under a curse. My brother was. We didn't know it. My mother was. She had bitterness and jealousy and hatred, and it's from her biological family. It spilled over into my life, and she never sought help because a psychiatrist asked one question, and she felt that's personal information, and we don't talk. And if you, as an officer's family or an officer's wife, even sought counseling, brought it up at home, you may not get promoted. The code of silence was strong, powerful, and in effect. We all have them. So ancient family history is important. Our culture, our traditions, what we grow up in. Ancient knowledge of how helping people the spiritual way, the Lord's way, a God's way, is vital to understand. What our ancestors did, didn't do, the culture they grew up in, and even their religions, we must study. You cannot help other people till, one, you have a desire to help. Two, you must want to be free and healed and helped yourself. Then once that happens, you can free other people. And it works. So I'm going to just end this lesson now. And we have just begun showing you the direction we're going in. You're learning more about Pastor Deborah's wonderful family. And I can talk about them now. They're all dead. They're all in heaven. But life was not pleasant for Pastor Deborah. But she survived it. She came through it because she always sought me the path of peace. She stayed in church. Even when the family did not go, she read her Bible, the King James Version. She still has it. Even when the family didn't go, I stayed there. I sought peace, a peaceful household, still do. I'm not that comfortable out in the community. I don't fit because I never had that. A soldier doesn't go out a lot in the community. He's more comfortable with his own kind. He's a soldier. He's disciplined, well-educated, trained, practice, ready to go 24/7. Doesn't matter if you're in a submarine, a battleship, a tank, a foot soldier, jumping out of airplanes, a resistance fighter, going in as special ops. Pastor Deborah studies all that because I need that attitude and that character developed. Because when I help people, I'm going into battle. I also had to be very educated in diseases and illnesses of both the biological situation of the physical body. I have to also know all about the mental health of the soul and its subconscious and spiritual issues, blessings, curses, spirits, ancestors, worship, gods. I have to know it all. And you too may have to know it all. I have to understand prayer and fasting. And that is also being put up in the School of Light about Pastor Deborah's journeys of learning how to properly pray and fast to help people the Lord's way. So we'll need to end now because this is a lot of stuff for you to learn. Let's end with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that anyone who's watching that they desire to be free and helped your way, that you help them to accept you as the healer. Open their eyes and their ears to learn and hear from you through Pastor Deborah's life that you changed and that you helped the Lord's way. And anybody that does not believe in you yet, Father, help them to accept your gift of healing and help, and believe that you are real, and birth them again into your family. Also, Father, then give them a Hebrews 4:12, where they are circumcised out of the flesh, where their spirit is free to hear your words and to learn. We thank you for all these revelations. Help us to stay steady in our learning and teaching. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, this ends lesson number one. And we will pick up again helping people the Lord's way in lesson number two. I'll see you then. You come with paper and pencil, a seeking heart, a mind that wants to learn, and eyes that desire to see, and ears that desire to hear how to help people the Lord's way. We'll get more into Pastor Deborah's story. Could be your story, but we're going to go through her life. It's a powerful story of how helping people the Lord's way includes your ancient ancestors and includes going back to the very beginnings of humanity. Love, Pastor Deborah, and I'll see you again in helping people the Lord's way. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually, the Lord's way, for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments. And if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.